Prepare your audience for better engagement. At a magic show, the magician waves a wand and speaks some mysterious words. Suddenly, you're on the edge of your seat, completely alert and excited for the trick. Business communicators could engage their audiences as effectively as a magician captures attention. Priming is like setting the stage for a magic trick. It involves exposing the brain to a stimulus to shape how it reacts to what comes next. Using these techniques strategically can help your audience grasp information faster, remember it better, and stay more interested. To wield priming effectively, follow a structured approach. Start by identifying the main points you want your audience to focus on. Then, prepare primers to use right before these critical sections. Here are four types of priming strategies you can integrate. 1. Visual priming. Visual priming uses design elements like images, colors, and textures to activate the audience's senses. These cues help the brain focus on important information, making even complex content more understandable. Using relevant visuals can create an immersive experience that grabs attention and keeps your audience engaged. 2. Semantic priming. Semantic priming is a technique that utilizes related concepts to aid in understanding new information effortlessly. By connecting ideas that are closely linked, this method reduces the cognitive effort required for your audience to absorb your message, making it easier and quicker to comprehend. 3. Effective priming. Effective priming harnesses emotions such as surprise, curiosity, or positivity to enhance the impact and memorability of your message. By evoking these feelings, you can create a receptive and flexible mindset in your audience. This approach is particularly effective when introducing new or challenging ideas, as it encourages people to consider fresh perspectives and explore new possibilities. 4. Repetition priming. Repetition priming involves strategically repeating key information to aid understanding and retention. Research indicates that repeating a core message 4 times is more effective than relying on an agenda and summary slides. This method reduces the audience's mental effort, allowing complex ideas to be absorbed more thoroughly with repeated exposure. Tips for creating compelling content. 1. Plan like a magician. Outline your main ideas clearly and in sequence. 2. Engage from the start. Begin with intriguing introductions to capture interest. 3. Repeat strategically. Reinforce key points throughout your content. This approach helps your audience stay focused on, remember, and act upon your important information effectively. Body-centered thinking. In the film, The Matrix, Trinity acquires the ability to fly a helicopter by downloading a program directly into her brain, likening the brain to a computer. However, this portrayal oversimplifies our understanding. In reality, our minds are intricately linked with our physical bodies and surroundings. In psychology, it's proposed that our brains are wired not just for abstract thinking, but primarily for physically interacting with the world. Evolutionarily, our brains developed to help us explore and interact with our environment. Our higher mental functions, like language, memory, and decision-making, exist to support this fundamental purpose, moving effectively through space. Evidence supporting embodied learning. Research indicates that actively engaging in the physical enactment of messages, even through subtle actions, significantly enhances our ability to understand and retain information. This phenomenon extends beyond simple comprehension. It applies broadly to language skills, where the processes of speaking and motor coordination are closely linked in the brain. Moreover, even in abstract domains such as mathematical reasoning, gestures and physical movements play a crucial role. Studies have shown that these actions correlate strongly with conceptual operations in disciplines like geometry and physics, highlighting the interconnectedness of physical movement with cognitive processes. Ignoring the body in business is risky. Corporate communications often depend on detached methods like bullet points, technical e-books, or long speeches dominated by the speaker. However, if embodied cognition is correct, we're squandering a valuable opportunity. Improving business communication involves making messages dynamic, aligning with the brain's active nature. Encourage hands-on participation through product demos and interactive training sessions. Incorporate visual movement using strategic animations in slide presentations to enhance engagement and understanding. These approaches help maintain audience interest and effectively convey key information. By implementing these strategies, businesses can create more impactful communication that resonates with their audience. Benefits of engaging multiple cognitive pathways. Engaging multiple cognitive pathways, visual, auditory, motor, and kinesthetic, eases mental processing, enhancing idea comprehension. This approach adds energy, sustaining audience interest and attentiveness. It also strengthens the connection between your message and the audience, making concepts more tangible and impactful. Integrating these pathways improves communication effectiveness significantly. Applying these principles requires creativity and skill. In a world where attention is scarce, the ability to bring your ideas to life, to give them energy and presence that match the active, inquiring nature of the mind, is your closest thing to a secret advantage. Satisfaction and positive outcome. Imagine watching a chef cook your favorite meal. The sizzling pan and delicious smells make your mouth water and your stomach eagerly anticipate eating. Now picture being stuck in traffic, frustrated and impatient as time drags on. In both situations, your brain reacts to whether you feel pleasure or not. Pleasure and reward strongly influence our attention, motivation, and actions. Understanding how the brain's reward systems work helps us create engaging experiences. Three key parts make up the foundation of this framework. 1. Wanting. Driven by dopamine, it compels us to pursue rewards, such as anticipating a meal or an event with excitement and anticipation. 2. Liking. Involves the pleasure and satisfaction we experience from receiving rewards, influenced by brain opioids and cannabinoids. 3. Learning. Through associations and predictions formed from past experiences, we develop a framework for making decisions and directing our attention toward rewarding outcomes. These elements work in tandem to shape our behaviors and choices in daily life. To reinforce this process, intermittent reward schedules are essential. Similar to how slot machines captivate players with unpredictable payouts, varying the timing and intensity of rewards can sustain an audience's interest. This could involve incorporating moments of humor, surprise, or delight throughout a presentation, or offering unexpected perks to loyal customers. By maintaining irregular rewards, we leverage the brain's innate drive to seek uncertain outcomes. Enhance engagement with intermittent reward schedules. To reinforce this process, intermittent reward schedules are essential. Similar to how slot machines captivate players with unpredictable payouts, varying the timing and intensity of rewards can sustain an audience's interest. This could involve incorporating moments of humor, surprise, or delight throughout a presentation, or offering unexpected perks to loyal customers. By maintaining irregular rewards, we leverage the brain's innate drive to seek uncertain outcomes. Incentive salience attracts attention through cues such as a sale sign or a new message notification, indicating nearby rewards. In professional settings, captivating email subject lines and impressive product demos provoke curiosity, signaling something valuable is imminent. The key is to design elements that generate anticipation and highlight proximity to something valuable. Motivation through social connections. Humans flourish on social connections. Feeling part of a group, respected, or contributing to a cause motivates us. When activities offer opportunities to connect, show expertise, or support a common goal, they trigger our brain's social rewards, encouraging action. Understanding how pleasure and reward affect the brain helps us design experiences that truly connect. By applying these principles, we create content and products that not only grab attention, but also leave a lasting impact. This lets us go beyond simple information or entertainment, crafting experiences that resonate deeply with people. Key points. 1. Use priming to prepare your audience for better engagement and information retention. 2. Visual, semantic, effective, and repetition priming make complex content more understandable. 3. Engage in physical actions to boost understanding and retention of information. 4. Dynamic messages and interactive activities enhance business communication. 5. Engage multiple cognitive pathways to improve comprehension and audience interest. 6. Use intermittent rewards to sustain interest and motivate action. 7. Social connections and group activities boost motivation and engagement.